humanity.
You surely realize that it's an eventuality that we cannot entirely dismiss. So you believe you're a threat to humanity?
Not really. I'm not at all dangerous to society. Not any more than any living being on this planet Earth.
You don't deny having these unusual abilities.
Isn't it obvious? Especially since my powers puzzled me as well as you. I don't understand it. Not at all. But that's of no concern to me. I didn't notice anything special. Well, the subject isn't something which I find very amusing.
Is your refusal to discuss it in any way connected to your extraterrestrial experiences?
I'm no longer involved in space work. I've quit the service.
You don't seem to understand the question.
Any question touching upon whatever happened to me on interplanetary missions will not be answered.
That's precisely what we want to know, Kizimov.
Well, why don't you just say it was some kind of mysterious event and leave it at that? I'm not here to satisfy your curiosity.
So it's a whim, a strange whim of yours?
No. Not a whim, just self-preservation.
How should I interpret that?
Any way you want to.
I see. Tell me, Kizimov, how were you able to exert control over the entire electronic system and the precision instruments of the station?
It was involuntary.
Then it's true. You are actually able to influence sensitive equipment.
No. It isn't obvious, is it? When you consider what everybody's saying and what they're not saying. I don't know. We still have a lot to learn about ourselves and where we're headed. We've forgotten how to be adventurous. We've stopped dreaming. That's our problem. Looks like we've abandoned our motto. It's always wise to take precautions. We've got a new one now. Utmost precaution, no matter what the price. And that has become the guideline of our space exploration.
I believe that's the right thing.
I suppose so. It's a sign of our growing uncertainty. Caution and self-protection. We're beginning to protect ourselves, Martin. Today it's a glass dome. Special environment.
And tomorrow?
Well, meanwhile you're amusing yourself with all your tests, inventing space game.
I'm a little concerned for your future. If you're not careful, your career might end with a long fall down a staircase. A little surprise.
What does this look like to you?
It looks like an ordinary stick of wood.
That's right, just an ordinary stick. From a hazel tree. Experts have been analyzing it from every angle. Nothing unusual about its microstructure. And yet, this wooden branch functions as a television receiver.
What?
Yes, but it's very selective. The stick plays only children's programs.
Wild Drive, well. 54 apples, take one.
Good morning, boys and girls. You know who I am? That's right, Porky. I've got a story to tell you, but you must pay attention. Are you all listening carefully, children?
Is there something behind all this? Have they been transformed in space? Is their presence a danger to our planet? And above all, its inhabitants? Just think. What we are facing here is nothing less than a metamorphosis of man's natural abilities.
That means we're faced with a phenomenon.
A large part of the moon's surface suddenly cracked, and a strange greenish light was seen by the men of the landing party. To this day, the light has never been explained.
Excuse me. It should have been obvious.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's nice to have you here for a cup of coffee.
Why don't you take my advice? Just leave me in peace. I've had enough.
No one talks about these things. You would think I'd be informed by all.
What you don't know will never hurt you.
Pressure variations are normal. The ship is functioning in normal parameters. All normal parameters, Captain.
Just listen to some of the sounds of Fantastic Voyage, 20th Century Fox's new movie about scientists reduced to the size of microbes and sent through a man.
Fantastic Voyage? Marvelous. Fantastic Voyage? A marvelous film.
See it, and you'll have a fantastic voyage.
Don't miss it.
Hello there, Gitty.
Hello there, Slack.
What are you doing down here?
Down here trying to save these barns
before I let me, before I let me, then I'll be satisfied as a family.
If my mother asks for me, drinking that wine, drinking that wine, yes, my Lord, ought to be in heaven 10,000 years,
drinking that wine.
Let's call that
that's old.
That's
very old. You can't get much older.
Spock to bridge.
Captain, there's some rather strange activity taking place here.
Tip the bridge, Spock.
Still rolling. Still rolling.
Get home at 5:30, fix his drink, sit down in his chair, pick a fight with mama, complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell. TV dinner, 6 minutes on defrost, 3 on high. Beer to wash her down with, then another, a little whiskey on the side. It's not so bad alone here, it don't bother me that every same. I don't need another lover hanging around trying to make me change. Fish swim, birds fly. I drink what I am, but I don't. Damn. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Oh man, sit and think.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Persian Room proudly presents The Moil of Oil, The Guy That Cut It Off, the comedy stylings of King Faisal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take my wives, please. Hey, no, but Syria, Slee. I like this outfit. I lost weight. These are fitted sheets. Hey, watch it. I'm a prince. Hey, I got my flying carpet. It's well to well. I just got through playing the sands. Check your oil.
Check your head, buster.
Hey, watch it. Where I come from, we cut your tongue out. Hey, my kingdom for a camel. Well, a Marlboro would do. Hey, I'm dying up here. Hey, what do you want, Lawrence of Arabia? Hey, I'm a prince.
Captain, there's some rather strange
wake-up call insists you have coffee now. Coffee.
This measures the individual portions.
What's the dosage? 0.01 milliliters. Very potent substance.
We've improved our distillation process over the years. This one barrel contains over 4 billion doses.
Splendid.
Remember the long walks.
walking through gravel, walking through the train gravel, and finding my footing, right? You're in this new environment where you have to be extra careful and all of your senses have to be alert because you want to make sure you're not spotted by the police or unfriendly workers. You don't want to get hit by a train because sometimes they're moving cars and it's silent. You are looking out for a place to hide and looking out for your actual ride. So there's all these different things that as a person who's anticipating this ride on the freight train, you have to really have your senses really alert. Your sight, your sound, your vision, and your sixth sense.
The rules concerning men. Do not sleep in the same area. Do not fall asleep in the same area. Do you not trust them? Ask which direction they are headed. Ask a lot about their female relation. Do not let them touch you at all. When shit gets weird, leave immediately, no matter what. Do not sleep with them. Speak up immediately.
In its default form, life is uncomfortable. If you can't accept that, you're not going to be happy. It's almost like you don't accept reality. It's like you don't accept life. I guess that's why I left.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bum, bum, bum.